In the province of Surasena, there was a king named Chitraketu, who ruled the entire earth. During his reign, the earth produced great quantities of fruits, flowers, herbs, and grains. King Chitraketu had 10 million wives, but he did not receive a child from any one of them.
Everyone should understand my sad story. Although I am young, powerful, and rich, still I'm not happy. Alas. Alas, yes. I have hundreds and thousands of beautiful queens, and yet none of them bring me happiness. Who's that? Oh, it is the great sage Angira. Oh, sage, welcome to my palace grounds.
My dear King Chitraketu, thank you very much.
Please sit here. Allow me to sit at your feet. Kindly accept this feast, for your pleasure is my satisfaction.
You are very kind, and I'm most pleased with the respect that you have shown, King Chitraketu. Now, tell me, how is everything going within your kingdom?
The kingdom is going well, Angira. I have a full treasury. My enemies have all been defeated. I have killed all the thieves in my kingdom, and all the citizens are happy.
However, I can see that you are not happy. Your face is pale with worry.
Yes, you are correct. I'm not happy. And the reason is simply that I don't have a son.
Now I can fully understand your problem. Would you like me to help you?
I beg you to kindly do something so that I may have a son.
Very well. To fulfill your desire, I will go and perform a sacrifice to the demigod Tusta. Then I will return.
Thank you, Angira. Thank you. Thank you so much. Do you think that he could actually do it? I know Angira has many powers. Oh, I hope he's successful, because I want a son. My son.
Chitraketu, I have performed the sacrifice. Here is sweet rice, a remnant of the sacrifice. Give it to your foremost queen, Krita Duti, and you will have your son.
Krita Duti? Krita Duti? Krita Duti, come immediately! Krita Duti! I want you to eat this sweet rice, quickly, quickly! Eat it quickly!
Great king, now you shall have your son, and he will be the cause of great happiness. But he will also be the cause of great, great sadness.
I wonder what Angira meant by that. It is not important, though. At least I will have my son.
In due course of time, a son was born to the king and his wife. As the boy grew with each passing day, so also the love of Chitraketu grew for his son.
Have you all heard the news? I have my son. Here, I'm giving some charity. Everyone should get some. Elephants, horses, cows, gold, villages, anything. Whatever you want, you'll get. Just please bless my son so that he will have a long life and become strong and famous and wealthy and... Oh, here he comes now. Oh, come to Papa. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Say something to the people now. Did you hear that? He said my name. Krita Duti. Oh, doesn't he look just like me? The future king of the world. My son, my son. Now it's time for my son's nap, so we'll have to go. But don't worry, you'll have a chance to see him later. Let's go, Krita Duti. Say goodbye now, son. Come on. Oh, he's so intelligent, isn't he?
My son, my son, my son. That's all we hear. I haven't seen the king two times since his son was born.
He only loves that Krita Duti who gave him his son.
He has no time and love for us. We are certainly useless and very unfortunate.
Now isn't the time for crying. For I have spent enough time alone in my room, feeling sorry for myself.
What do you think we should do?
I have a plan. It is not a pretty plan, but it will work. And to tell you the truth, that is all that I care about.
Anything would be better than the way things are now. Tell me more.
Yes, I will. Come with me. This plan will solve all our problems, and it will solve them for good. My son, my darling little boy, you have made my life worthwhile and filled it up with joy. My son, come, come, loved one, come to mother. It is time for your nap now. Hop into bed. That's right. Feel safe, oh wonderful child. Feel safe and know that we all love you so much. Now, I must go and tell your father that our darling is safe and soundly sleeping. Oh, wonderful and beautiful child, take gentle rest. My son.
My son! My son!
Shh! Quietly, quietly. All we have to do is give this deadly poison to the little darling. And
the poison will do the rest.
I'll do it. It's done. Let us leave.
Goodbye, my son. Have gentle and long rest.
Now is the time to wake up the wonderful joy of my life, for he has already slept too long. Wake up, my darling little boy.
Happened, my wife? Has something happened to my son?
What have you done? You're so cruel. And you know mercy. My son, my very life. No, you can't take him from me like this. I won't let you. Chitraketu, King Chitraketu, please. Request our son to come back. Please, King, please do something. Please tell him to come back.
As the king and queen lamented, their friends joined them in crying. All the citizens became almost unconscious due to grief. All except two.
Oh, king, why are you crying? Your son is lying there before you.
You should not joke at a time like this. My son has died.
But the same body that you loved is still there. What is the difference between your son's body when you loved him and played with him, and now, when you simply are crying over him?
Who are you? Why are you asking all these questions?
I want you to understand that it is not the body of your son that you loved, but the soul within the body.
Yes, but it was my son.
Who was your son? Your son is here. But the soul who made you love your son has gone to another body.
But you don't understand.
He was my only son.
The soul always existed in the past and will always exist in the future. There's no reason to cry when the eternal soul moves to another body.
Oh, great liberated person, you are of course correct. The pain I'm now feeling comes only to those who have no knowledge. Please free me from the pain of thinking that my son has died, and please give me real knowledge.
My dear king, when you desired to have a son, I came to you.
It's Angira.
As for this rishi, please allow me to introduce the great sage, Narad Muni.
Oh, great sages, please instruct me, for I have no understanding of the soul. I am just like a pig or a dog, for I have no real knowledge.
You should not be so upset over the loss of your son. Actually, when I came to your palace, I could have given you this sublime transcendental knowledge.
Why didn't you instruct me then? Your gift of a son has caused me so much pain.
You could not hear then because you wanted a son and nothing else. But now you are experiencing the misery material attachment brings.
Yes, I am actually experiencing that.
One's pleasures in the material world, like one's kingdom, military power, treasury, friends and relatives, are actually the cause of one's miseries and fears, because they only last as long as a dream. King Chitiketu.
Yes, Sri Narada.
Carefully try to understand who you are, where you have come from before you were in this body, and where you are going when you leave this body.
Who am I? Please show me clearly who I am.
If you understand that you are an eternal soul, you will have knowledge and obtain peace. My dear king, behold, by my powers, I will bring your dead son back to life. O living entity, return to this body. Your father and mother and all of your relatives are crying with great unhappiness because of your passing away.
Oh? My father and mother are crying? Which ones are my father and mother?
Son, don't you recognize me? I'm your father, your daddy.
In which birth were you my father? I'm a soul. I have had dog fathers, cat fathers, lion fathers, and frog fathers. All these relationships do not last very long.
But son, come back. Mother and I love you.
So you love me as your son. But maybe, just maybe, in my last life, I was your enemy. And I have died at such a young age just to give you pain.
You might be that thief that I had killed.
No, I am a soul. And the soul never takes birth or dies. I am an eternal, tiny spark of God. And my real business is to serve Him. I travel from body to body, fulfilling all my desires. When will I desire to serve Krishna and be free?
This knowledge makes me so sad. I can no longer enjoy my family or friends.
Why does it make you sad? It will free you from suffering and allow you to serve God. With your permission, Sri Narada, I will leave now.
By your grace, Narada and Angira, I can actually understand that the living being is not his body. My child is not his body, and I am not my body. My illusion is now finished.
Now you must perform your duty by carrying out the dead child's funeral ceremony. After doing so, Narada Muni will teach you a prayer, a very powerful prayer. If you chant it with great care, you will see the Supreme Lord face to face.
Thank you, Angira. I can never repay my debt to you.
After performing the funeral ceremony, King Chitraketu left for the forest and bathed in the sacred waters of the river Jamuna. There he learned a wonderful prayer from Narada Muni. As Chitraketu practiced the prayer, his mind became more and more purified until he was cleansed of all material desires. At that time, completely fixed in Krishna consciousness, King Chitraketu received the greatest benediction of his life. The Lord personally appeared before him in his beautiful four-handed form.
Because you have accepted the instructions of the great sages Narada and Angira, you have become completely perfect and seen me face to face. I am the sound of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Neither this transcendental sound or the form of the deity are material. They are spiritual and eternal. If you accept this with great faith and apply it to your life, you will attain me and return to my eternal abode.
By the mercy of the great devotees, Angira and Narada Muni, King Chitraketu was freed of all material desire and thus became a pure devotee of the Lord.
Thank you.